Welcome to another episode of Parasha Points, Short Thoughts from the Weekly Torah Portion. This week's Parasha Point comes from Chaye Sarah, which is Hebrew for Life of Sarah, and it goes from Genesis 23:1 to Genesis 25:18. This Parasha records the death and burial of Abraham's wife Sarah. It also tells the story of Abraham's servant's mission to find a wife for Isaac and the marriage between Isaac and Rebekah. The Parasha concludes with Abraham's death. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to present a quick thought to husbands regarding marriage. Genesis 24:67. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Isaac loved his wife Rebekah. What does it mean for a husband to love his wife? This is important to know because the Lord expects all husbands to love their wives. The Hebrew word for loved in the verse we just read correlates to the Greek term that Paul used in his letter to the Ephesians. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Before we talk about how, let's ask why. Why is it so important for a husband to love his wife? Well, there are many reasons, but a big one is that marriage is intended to be a picture of the Messiah's relationship to his people. When husbands fail to love their wives, that picture gets distorted. Thus, loving your wife is directly connected to honoring the Messiah by accurately reflecting his character and love to the world. That is to say, loving your wife is a responsibility not only to her, but also to God. Another reason is that nobody wants a miserable, unfulfilling marriage. We want to experience the blessings that God wants for us in marriage. Loving your wife is what leads to a happier marriage. Now, you'll notice that the type of love a husband must have for his wife is compared to the love that the Messiah has for the church. That is, a self-sacrificial love. Messiah gave himself for his people. Husbands, therefore, are to give themselves for their wives. That's what is required for us if we desire to glorify the Lord as husbands. What might that look like practically? Well, it could mean giving of your time. Spend intentional time with her. Talk and connect with her on a personal level. Don't just watch TV together. It can mean giving up something you really like doing, like hanging out with your friends on some nights, and instead spending that time with her. It can mean giving of your finances in order to provide for her and even support her in pursuing her dreams. Too often, men have a self-centered perspective on marriage, which is often rooted in unbiblical expectations of what marriage is supposed to give them. But marriage cannot flourish in a self-centered environment. That's not love. Self-centeredness does not glorify God. Now, God certainly gave marriage as a gift, which is intended to bless us, but the blessings of marriage come as a result of loving sacrificially, as the Bible says. While it seems counterintuitive to your carnal nature, take your attention off yourself. When you are focused on giving yourself for your wife, on meeting her needs and serving her rather than yourself, often you'll find that she is more than willing to reciprocate. Proverbs 11:25. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Indeed, the key to having a blessed marriage that glorifies God is to love your wife as Messiah loved the church. Be attentive to your wife's needs. Don't focus on what your wife hasn't done to meet your needs. Focus on what you could be doing to love her better. Thank you for joining us for another Parasha Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.